Welcome to Her, Healthy, Empowered Relationships. I'm Barry Price. I got a question from a listener about the office, the workplace, and dating and romance and relationships. Let me give you three examples of ways this area can come up in dating and relationships. The first is an example of Lisa, who found herself constantly having workplace romances. Unfortunately for her, they were always complicated by the fact that these men were not really completely available. In some cases, they were married already, and she was attracted to them, but trying to resist. Of course, it interfered with her work, and it was her stepping outside of her values because she so badly wanted love, but wasn't finding any other ways to meet people she really trusted and connected with. Ultimately, for her, she needed to realize that it was serving part of her to do workplace romances because that way they weren't fully available. They were inappropriately her boss or inappropriately already married. She was finding ways to be attracted to men she couldn't really pursue things with. Listen to some of the other episodes on emotional unavailability if you want to understand more about why we sometimes want to actually be attracted to someone we can't get into a relationship with. Another example is Melissa. Melissa simply worked too much to have a life outside of work. She literally was being asked on dates by people that were either working for her or vendors of her. And even then, not that often because she was so focused on achievement. The workplace can become the only place that we're spending our time. And trying to jam in a date here and there through some online or app-based dating is going to be a very temporary measure because very quickly they will see that there's no space in their life, in your life, for them. It's a lot like buying a plant and taking it into a house or a home with no windows and no light. What's the point? The final thing that has come up and can come up that we can cover today is Barbara's example. Barbara found herself continually being hit on by people she didn't want to be hit on in her workplace. It never bordered on harassment, although that is something that does come up, obviously, in the workplace and needs to be taken care of and confronted when it does. But in Barbara's case, what it was really was she so badly wanted and yearned for that amazing man and family, and she pictured that sort of dropping the kids off at soccer life and wanted that, that men got the feeling from her when she was around them and admired them for having their own families, right? These working guys that were coworkers, they mistook her desiring what they stood for her desiring them specifically. So they got these mixed signals from her. As she began to work on really believing that she could have that, instead of yearning for it, she just had an ease and assurance and a confidence about her own dating life. So she no longer put out those signals when she would talk to those kind of guys. She no longer look at them with those eyes of admiration for yearning for what they stood for. So they no longer felt like, oh, wow, maybe she wants me. Whatever it is that's going on in the workplace for you, just notice if it's something that is healthy and feeding your relationships area, or is it something that is distracting you, pulling you out of your value system? If it is something that is inappropriate, then absolutely talk to the person that can help you set those boundaries with whoever that inappropriate party is. Whatever it is that's going on in your workplace, it needs to be a place that you feel safe, focused, and powerful to do the work that you were put on this earth to do. Make sure that you're getting all of your needs met in all of the areas of your life so they don't all have to come from one place. Much love. And if you find this or any of these episodes helpful, please share, rate, and review.